Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. Today we're talking about the integration of Gemalto's smart card technology with Microsoft Uprove. We'll hear from James McLaughlin, a senior manager at Gemalto, who focuses on the company's global alliances with Microsoft. First, let's get a word from our sponsor.
Whether you are protecting a critical infrastructure or vital information, or securing a facility or border, you need to answer the same question. In the modern world of identities, how do you establish with absolute certainty that someone is who they claim to be? At CSC, we understand that the heart of identity management is the creation of trusted identities. For more information, go to csc.com/identity-management. CSC, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
The digital security experts at Gemalto and Microsoft say they found an easy and convenient way to enhance trust and privacy for online transactions. Uprove is a cryptographic technology used for authentication that keeps the user from having to reveal personal information. Now that it's combined with Gemalto's technology, users need their smart card to operate their Uprove tokens. Gemalto's James McLaughlin says the marriage is designed to provide multi-party security, offering protection from outside attacks as well as from each other.
With the technology that Uprove brings, it's somewhat unique compared to some others in the sense that it prevents the parties from colluding with one another to try to discover who you are.
Gemalto teamed up with Microsoft on some proof of concepts for card space years ago, and McLaughlin says their input was requested again for the Uprove initiative.
I've been working with Microsoft on ways in which we can work together, and this was one of those. We've been working with Microsoft, back since 1996, getting smart cards integrated into the security solutions of the Microsoft platform. We're a gold certified partner with Microsoft. And we have a dedicated R&D group that works with Microsoft on different opportunities like this.
Target markets for this product include the government and the way it offers services to the public, consumer-based applications, and social networking. McLaughlin sees the Uprove technology doing for privacy what PKI and RSAPs do for security.
So it allows you a way of a person to present their claims about themselves to someone else or something else, a service, for instance. And do that in a way that's secure and allows them to control how much information about yourself that you provide to that service or to that person. And it involves multiple parties. So you have the party that issues or the organization that's issuing those identities, those tokens, if you will, those virtual tokens. And then the users who use those tokens to present themselves to the various services and organizations that they want to interact with. And that way it provides various degrees of privacy and anonymity. So you can be completely anonymous, or you can do partial disclosure about who you are, what you are. So for instance, that you are over the age of 21, but that really doesn't say how old you are. Or full disclosure of your claims down to your name and your address and your phone number, up to you.
This union enables users to keep personal information under wraps, including the 3-digit code on the back of their credit cards during online purchases.
Imagine you might be voting. So as a citizen, you're voting on a local election or on a national election. Using Uprove, it would be possible to present your credentials, your Uprove token, if you will. It would show that you're registered to vote in that precinct and that you haven't voted yet. Now in that, they haven't said anything about your name, where you live, and those kinds of things. Another more consumer-based one might be you want to buy some music online, so you present some credentials that show that you're a trusted party, that you have this credit card, and that that credit card can be trusted and can be charged against that, and then that would be enough to complete the transaction, and you're able to download the music.
YouProof provides a way of avoiding collusion between entities that may want to track a user's purchases, services they've used, or their personal information. And while in some identity systems everything has to be up and running, in this case, YouProof has an attribute where the identity provider doesn't have to be online.
You could do your transaction electronically with the services you're trying to interact with, but the identity provider doesn't have to be up and available. The service is still able to verify that the token you're giving them, the claim that you're providing them, is valid and that it's good.
A Gemalto spokesman says YouProof with Gemalto smart card technology is an identity solution that's critical to securing the digital future as private and public sectors continue to embrace e-services. Thank you for joining us on this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.